Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, let's get in the DeLorean, folks, and let's enter the date to 1985. Yes, we're going to hit the gas, pedal to the metal, baby, yeah. 60, 70, 80, 88 miles per hour. Yes, we have arrived. And let's welcome our special guest, Fast Times. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Rob Queen, and the drummer.
I'm Dave LaRocque, and I play bass for Fast Times.
Awesome. All right, and we have our co-host here, John in the house.
Good evening. John the house is in the studio tonight.
Yes, and we're going to go back in touch. Yes, and we're missing Big Papa. He might show up, he might not show up. We'll find out. All right, folks. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your band.
Our band has been together for a few years. We're called Fast Times. We are a collection of five different musicians, including bass, drums, vocals, guitar, and keys. And we play all the rock hits of the 1980s. So we're talking bands like Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Poison, Pat Benatar, Whitesnake, Motley Crue. Did I mention Van Halen?
Nope.
Can't forget Van Halen and Van Halen. And we've been gigging around for the last few years. And doing a lot of 80s parties near you.
Fantastic. All right. And I'm just going to give the audience a little bit of flavor of what it was like to be in the 80s. Uh-huh. Okay, so Madonna, Wham, Phil Collins topped the charts. Goonies, The Breakfast Club, and Back to the Future was the box office hit. And big hair, heavy makeup, right? Acid wash, jeans, denim jackets was the fashion. Walkmans were a thing, and Discmans were just coming out. Super Mario Brothers was the video game that was just released. And Calvin and Hobbes debuted in the newspapers. I remember back in the day, breakdancing was also like huge back then as well. Everybody was like, you know, breakdancing in school there. And I also remember there was a classmate, this was elementary school, a classmate, she was wearing a Kiss t-shirt, okay? And the teacher said, "That's the devil. You better take it off." So she made her take it off and turn it inside out. And that's what she had to do for the rest of the day. What? So did you guys have any experiences like that growing up in the 80s? Like,
My parents were pretty cool when it came to my musical tastes. I grew up on Kiss.
Yeah.
And they bought me my first Kiss record. They took me to Kiss when I was 12 years old. Loverboy was unknown at the time, and they opened for them. It was a Dynasty tour. And they were supportive with my musical tastes. There was a few bands that were pushing the envelope for them, but overall they were pretty cool with the music side, but they didn't want me having the long hair, and they didn't support that side of it. So
okay, today you've got the long hair.
Yeah, I grew the hair out back when I was just getting out of high school, and for about 15, 20 years had hair down to my waist. And then I cut it all off, and then I actually became an RCMP member or constable for 14 years. I was a police officer, and then I retired. No, yeah, I did undercover, I'm retired now, so I started growing my hair long again.
Oh, fantastic. Should we play Cops tonight? What do you think of that song? Do you love it or hate it?
It doesn't matter. I'm not into the rap stuff. It's fine.
All right. Dave, what were you like in the 80s?
Well, in the 80s, I have no musical influences from my parents. Well, I do now, but I mean, there's only so much Kenny Rogers and ABBA you can listen to. My musical influence came mostly from listening to my brother cranking his music from his room downstairs. So I got exposed to a lot of the 80s rock back then. And since then, you know, you often will choose friends at school that share things in common, music being one of them. So, you know, you grab your denim jean jacket with your Iron Maiden patch on
the
back.
Never had one of those.
And then you just hang out with people who have similar jackets.
I did hang out with them.
Right? Out to the smoke pit and
I never smoked. I never even tried smoking, but yet I hung out with them.
That's
and
right.
I never had the jacket. Yeah,
didn't smoke, but that's where you go to hear the music on a ghetto blaster.
Yeah, Judas Priest and Maiden.
That's right. And smoking was like everybody was smoking. Like your parents were all smoking back in the day as well. Like you go to the store, they're just right at the counter smoking.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the car.
In the car. Yeah, that's right.
Car.
Everywhere, anywhere. That's how it was. And like I said, I remember going to the store for my parents buying some smokes. And you were like, I don't know, 10 or something, you know. They just give you the money and go.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. And your brother is Randy.
That's right.
Tell me about Randy, because we're going to play one of his songs. He's in a metal band called Heathen Sins. Tell me about your favorite song.
Yeah, that's right. My brother, Randy LaRocque, he is the founder and rhythm guitar player for Heathen Sins out of Langley, I want to say. And they've been around for the last, 5 years or so. I believe you're going to play Horizontal Hitman.
Horizontal Hitman.
All right.
And just so you know, folks, Heathen Sins, they were the number one winner of the Wham Bam East Fan Show last year. And we also have John in the house,
Just to add on to Heathen Sins, in Friday, September the 26th, they're at the Wolf Bar out in Maple Ridge. I think they're playing with Never Another, but check out Facebook events to find out when they're playing. And I recommend...
It's the 27th.
September 27th.
It's my brother's birthday, Hootenanny.
Hootenanny. I recommend everyone go to the Wolf Pub in North Lane in Maple Ridge. It's down the lane, and you have a good time.
Awesome.
Yes.
That was such a great throwback to Heathen Sin's first album when their singer was Justin Lake, who now is actually singing with, what are they called? Dirt Road Rebels. They're out in Langley and Abbotsford. Their new singer, Gustavo, well, I say new, but I mean, he's been around for a few years.
Yeah.
Amazing singer.
Yeah, Gustavo.
Gustavo Rampazzo, and you got to come out September 27th to check them out with Gus singing.
Yes. Next, let's do a little quiz.
All right.
Okay. I say two bands, and you get to choose which one you prefer.
Mm.
Okay. So let's start off. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Dave, you go first. Okay. Yeah. Quiet Riot or Whitesnake?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Skid Row?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Twisted Sister?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake or Motley Crue?
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake for you is the winner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rob, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Poison or Cinderella? I know, right?
Whitesnake.
Yeah. Striper. They're pretty close. I'd say poison.
It's just for fun. Okay, poison. Poison or rat? And I don't really know too much rat music.
Rat.
Oh, really? Rat.
Yeah,
okay.
Rat. I've seen them before.
Yeah. Rat or scorpion?
Oh, I'd get roasted on this one if I don't.
There's only one right answer.
I honestly would say rat.
But okay.
It's funny, but I do love scorpions.
Yes.
I think I got more into rat when I was younger than scorpions.
All right. And the last one, rat or Def Leppard?
Def Leppard.
Okay. Def Leppard. John, you want to give it a try?
Sure.
Okay. So I gave you all the females, okay, of the 80s.
Okay.
So they're not necessarily, metal, but, right, so, because there wasn't enough. Okay.
I'm sure
they are if I looked really hard, but I only had so much time, okay? All right, here we go. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar or Stevie Nicks?
Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar or Tina Turner?
Tina Turner.
She's the best. Okay, and Tina Turner or Blondie?
Blondie.
Blondie is the winner for John in the House. All right, and we're going to play a female-fronted band that's local. This is Unleash the Archers, and this one's called Test Your Metal, because that is what we just did.
Test your metal!
Brittany slays. All right. And while we were listening to that, Rob was talking about some sort of, is it leopard pants? What was it that you were talking about earlier?
Snake print pants.
Snake print pants, yo. Yeah. All right. And then you're going to try to get fitted in those one day?
I need to lose a lot of weight. One day would be great.
Just lie down.
Maybe my cow fur boots.
No, just lie down on the bed.
Yeah, and then suck it in. Exactly. Okay, and then when you guys perform, you guys dress up.
True. They do.
I wear shorts and t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, he can hide behind the drum set. Yeah,
because he's sweating.
I'm sweating just being here right now.
Yeah, I mean, if your go-to is, you know, a 54-year-old overweight guy in a wig and pink spandex.
Poof, what?
This is your band. Yeah.
Okay, and tell me about your singer, your lead singer who couldn't make it today.
Yeah, Vanessa is, sadly, she's not able to make it today. Vanessa is, she's our rock. She's the face and the voice of the band. And she's been around doing rock in the Vancouver area for the last several years. And we met several years ago, did a little bit of collaboration together. And a few years back, Vanessa and I decided to meet for coffee, have the conversation about if we're ready to take a good run at this 80s rock genre tribute. And she was all over it. We put together a list of 50-some-odd songs of that would sort of guide us. But we agreed that it would only be right if we could bring in our old buddy Al Craig, who plays guitar and is an absolute wizard on the guitar. And he's nailed all the sounds, all the solos, and everything you want to hear on guitar. So Vanessa and I sort of looked at each other and said, yeah, let's do this. Talk to Al. Brought him in, and we're able to fit pieces around that are amazing and really complement the sound that we're looking for.
Yes, and you guys have a show coming up this Saturday?
We do. We're at West Beach in White Rock Saturday. Music starts at 7:30. There is no cover, but it is going to be bizarre. It is, what is it, C-Fest? C-Fest? We played last year. Same weekend, and it was amazing. There was a parade, there was fireworks, and there was so many people. And you know, the thing about West Beach is it's a small venue, but they have like the big roll-up garage doors on the side, and they'll roll it up, and people out on the street who are walking by, as you'll know, like downtown or on the main drag in White Rock there, so many people. People right across the street who are walking, you know, along the ocean there, mm-hmm. Are able to stop and listen to music. So it's really a unique experience.
Oh,
it's going to be
perfect.
So much fun. We love playing there.
Awesome, awesome. And who else likes to rock and roll is Dirtbag Republic. And we're going to play one of their songs, and we're going to find out how Rob knows them. All right, here we go. This one's called I Bought Them All.
My style at all.
Yeah, Dirtbag Republic, and they came on the show here on the Wham Bam East Band show, so you could always listen to a previous show on CJSF.ca. All right, Rob, how do you know them?
I know two of the guys in the band. I used to be in a band called Vicious Circle many years ago, and Dave Warden, bass player, and Mike Federici, were a guitar player and bass player, and in the band for about a year, and then I went my separate way from them, but I see Mike every so often at NAMM. It's a music convention down in California. I've seen him a few times. And I just saw them with their AC/DC tribute band a couple weeks ago and the Haney. So that's how I know them, but we're not tight, but that's it's that little circle of you know, musicians that we kind of all know each other to some degree.
The Vicious Circle, and it's not okay, apparently, because that's the name of the song. Here we go on CJSF. You were going to talk about your other member.
Yeah, well, we were just sitting here talking, Rob and myself, we're just talking about one of the things that we really like about the band is, one, we love the music.
Mm-hmm.
But very importantly, as I'm sure anyone who's in a band can attest to, is having group chemistry.
Yes.
And chemistry is, yeah, be there for the same reason as the music. But you know what? You got to like who you're playing with. I mean, you don't have to be best friends, but you got to like and respect who you play with. And, you know, there's five of us. There used to be six of us. So shout out to Ruth, if you're listening. We miss you. She was our very talented backup singer who provided all sorts of harmonies. Mm. She's not with us anymore, but we miss her. But just, you know, collectively as a group, being able to get along and just share the experience and just have a great time. So Grant, who's not here tonight, he's a keyboard player who's been with us since almost the very beginning. And Grant is, you know, well, first of all, he's a masterful composer. We've all heard stuff that he's composed. And 80s rock, 80s metal is not his genre of choice. It's not what he grew up with, I don't think. You know, you listen to his stuff and it's just beautiful compositions on the piano. But, you know, he plays along with us and he adds in, he takes the feedback and he finds the sounds. And, you know, he's definitely a skilled player, but he's just an awesome human being. And if you ever want to be cheered up or just, you know, do a facepalm at some really bad dad jokes, he's also going to hook you up with that. He does things that absolutely crack me up. Each and every time, his dad jokes are second to none, and that's either a good thing or it's a terrible thing, depending on dad jokes. And there's even a couple songs. I think at our last gig, we were at the Haney, and it was hopping. And there was a song that he really wasn't playing very much, and I look over, and he's in the middle of the stage doing push-ups, which I thought was bloody hilarious because he had nothing to do. So, I mean, this is his personality. So, again, We're not all quite dad joke corny, but we need him and we need the energy he brings. So we miss you, Grant, and look forward to playing with you on Saturday.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to get to a break and maybe we'll tell some jokes. All right. Right here on CJSF.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, so John in the House has a joke.
Yes, I do. Well, I've done a lot of plumbing in my life, and what does one plumber tell the other plumber when there's a problem?
What?
The one plumber says, there is sump ring wrong here. A sump ring is how they build up the, you know, where the water goes into. Catch basin, so sump ring. It's one of those rings that you see out in the street, you know, big cement ring.
There you go.
something tells me you'll get along with Grant just fine.
All right. Any other jokes before we get to John's announcement?
You know what? I did message Grant while we're on here asking him if he has any of his classic dad jokes. And I know he's read the message, so you might just get some Grant gold coming up.
Later on. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, John. So tell me about Evelyn Kay.
Well, Evelyn Kay is a Canadian professional singer-songwriter, actress, and author. And she was going to have some shows up at the Maple Ridge Bandshell, but unfortunately there were some problems and it was canceled. But that's no problem. You have to check out her website, evelynk.online, and look out for her future shows. Are we going to be playing a song of hers?
Yes. Here's A New Beginning.
Would you count the three? Breathe. Could you unhold me close? What efforts could you bring?
What could I do?
Then live in a shoe. Zip up the ankle inseams. Just to have big dreams.
Then I wonder at my hesitation.
My indecisiveness. Or is this while you waiting?
Waiting on me.
You're waiting on a river, can't you see? If you just wait, wait for what I could be. Swimming in the river, river, just you and me. For if and when you choose to say you hope my fate, let's just call it a day. No limitations, no delegations, no complications, no. Oh, 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 oh. Would you count to three? Breathe. Would you count to three? Breathe. Would you count to three? Breathe. Would you and hold me close?
Would you count to three?
Breathe. Would you and hold me close? What efforts could you bring?
What could I do?
What could I do? Zip up the ankle inseams. Just to have big dreams. Just to have big dreams. Then I wonder of my hesitation. My indecisiveness, so you do and hold me close. What efforts could you bring? What efforts could you bring? What could I do? Then live in a shoe. Zip up the ankle inseams. Just to have big dreams. Then I wonder of my hesitation. My indecisiveness. Or is this why? While you waiting, waiting on me. You see, if you just wait, wait for what I could be, you'll be swimming in the river, just you and me. You'll be swimming in the river, just you and me. For if and when you choose to say you hope my fate, let's just call it a day.
Call it a day.
No limitations, no delegations, no complications, no oh 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 oh.
All right, John, you got another song request?
Yeah, it's actually a request from Evelyn Kay. Mm-hmm. Her music idol inspiration is Joni Mitchell. So we're going to play a song for her. What's the name of the song, DJ Maddie?
It's called You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. Enjoy, a classic.
Driving into town with the dark cloud above you. Dialing the number who's by. I'm a little bit corny, I'm a wild flower, waiting for you, broadcasting tower, waiting for you, and I'm sending you this signal here, hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick, and you don't like strong women, cause they're hip to your tricks. Duty for duty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're loving and kind. If you've got too many doubts, if there's no good reception for me, then tune me out. Cause honey, who needs the static? It hurts the head and you wind up cracking, and the day goes dismal from breakfast by sign of prayer. What a sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now, if you're still listening there, if you're driving into town with the dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love's still flowing. If it says forget it, still smoking, call me at the station. The lights are open.
Yeah, that last song we heard was Joni Mitchell, and the previous song was Evelyn Kay's song from the Ballad from the Forgotten Realm. And those are audiobooks for children as well. So go check out her webpage, evelynkay.online.
Awesome. All right. And you got some more dad jokes.
Well, yeah, sort of. I'm gonna share. Grant did, in fact, text in a joke.
Yes.
And I'm going to put this one. Well, I'm going to leave it for you guys to decide. Okay. This is what we're dealing with, though.
Sure.
So, and I can even hear Grant's voice. It says here, I once had a hen who could count her own eggs. She was a mathema chicken.
Okay.
See what I mean?
I love it.
It's good.
Yes, it is so bad. It's good.
And then he would go right into push-ups. So that's the guy. So we miss you, buddy. Yeah, no, I don't need to read any more.
Oh, okay, that's it for now. Okay, yeah. We're going to get to a break, guys, and then we're going to find out where we could follow.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
All right, we are back, folks. Okay, so where can people follow you on social media?
So on social media, on Instagram, we are... Fast Times 80s Rock. So underscore under each one, Fast underscore Times underscore 80s underscore Rock. And that's at Instagram. And then, of course, you can find us on Facebook as well. We post video. We post also our upcoming events. So the next two events, of course, are this Saturday at West Beach on August the 2nd. And then after that, we are playing at the Roxy on August 13th for Tina House's birthday. And then, so yeah, if you can follow us on social media, we would appreciate it. And we will keep you updated of all of our upcoming gigs.
Fantastic. Okay, yes.
The one at the Roxy, there's, I guess, shout out for Vanessa's other two bands as well, because there's three bands playing, so it's going to be Livewire and Tool.
Four Degrees.
So wow. Vanessa's going to have her work cut out for her.
Okay, and then on the post, I also asked if you guys owned a waterbed when you were growing up. Did you guys do that?
I did.
Weren't they fun? And they were nice and cool? Yes.
I didn't own one, but my parents did. So when they were at work, my brother and I would be, jumping on that. And,
right?
You know, yeah.
All right. And then how many channels were on your TV?
Oh, wait,
you call that the boob tube back in the day, right?
I have no idea.
Click, 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 click. 13.
Yes. I also had the 13 channel, 13. Right? Yes.
Oh, I had the little box that plugged into the TV, and then you could had all the buttons, and then you could, there's a little switch.
Oh.
And you could go higher.
And you could go higher. Oh, so you had extra channels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember when Betamax first came out? My parents bought Betamax and... like probably $1 million.
John in the house.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah. What was the question?
How many channels did you have on your TV
when I was growing up?
Yes.
probably like 10.
10.
Or
yes.
Something like that.
That's
but,
right.
We had rabbit ears on the roof for a while. Then cable came into effect, so that opened up a lot more channels.
All right, guys. We're gonna play our final game here. Wasp or Cheap Trick?
Wasp.
Cheap Trick.
Okay. Wasp, Cheap Trick, or Van Halen?
Van Halen.
Yeah.
Van Halen or Guns N' Roses?
Van Halen.
Van Halen or Dio?
Dio.
All right. We're going to play Rainbow in the Dark. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Meddy, and John and
shout out to my friend, Alistair Mathers. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, everyone, for checking us out. And thank you guys, Fast Times, for joining us on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Yes.
That's good, yeah.
Let's do it. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Dio on CJSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for the next show. We'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Well, I write all the songs. This album, well, I just came out with an album, Baby Blue, and most of the ones we're playing today, the two that we just played, are from the album.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
Probably playing Vancouver, like local pubs, for like a year or so, maybe 6 months before the release.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just abandon time.